Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Well, yesterday we started on the introduction to the attributes of God. Today, this will be part two of the introduction to the attributes of God. Remember what A.W. Tozer said. He said, "No people have ever risen above their idea of God." You know, here's another reason why we need to know God according to the Bible. We're living in a day when Satan and others tell us that all gods are the same. They say the God of the Bible and the God of Mormonism are the same. They say that the God of the Bible and the God of the Jehovah Witnesses are the same. They say that the God of the Bible and the God of Islam are the same. They say all gods are the same. They try to tell us that we're all serving the same God. We may just call him by a different name. I have to tell you, that is absolutely not true. It's one of the biggest lies being told today. When a person really knows the God of the Bible, it will make a profound difference in your life. You say, what will it do? Well, when you really know God according to the Bible, you will know there's a difference in the God of the Bible and the God of Mormonism or the Jehovah Witnesses or Islam or any other false doctrine or false religion out there. It will also cause you to live better. You'll do better. You'll serve better. You'll be more dedicated, consecrated, and committed to God and His Word and His work. Let me ask you a question today. How well do you know God? The only way you can fully know God is by knowing the Bible, because God revealed himself to man through Jesus Christ and the Bible. Listen to these words in John 1, 1 through 3. They say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Those verses tell us that Jesus is the Word of God in the flesh. The Word of God and Jesus are one and the same. If you do not know the Word of God, you will not have a proper understanding of who God is. If people really understood how great, how marvelous, how powerful, how glorious, how good, how just, how holy, how perfect, how eternal that God is, everybody would be saved and people would live better. But the devil blinds people. He does not want people to know the God of the Bible. Many have such a shallow, unbiblical view of who God really is. They do not know the God of the Bible because they do not know the Bible. I beg you to read and study about the attributes of God so that you will have a biblical understanding of who God is. May God bless you today.